everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Bob Dio, Bob engineering and producing the show on this. It's Chinese New Year's today. That's what I understand. I could be wrong. I think I'm right on that. It's the Buckmaster Show on this, the fifth day of February 2019. You're listening to 1030 Tucson's Voice for trusted local news and talk. We've got our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, and of course, 24/7 stream of KVOI.com. All of our podcasts available at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number, 790-2040. The first Tuesday of the month, we normally begin, and we will this month as well, with Terry Bracey. Terry is our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. He's enjoyed a terrific career, a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. Going on to serve under four presidents of both parties, Terry Bracey is senior partner in the respected governmental affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents a couple of important local clients here in town, City of Tucson and Pima Community College. Let's go now on the live line. Terry Bracey, how are you, sir?
Bill, I'm just fine, thank you.
A lot
another
of people.
Day, I'm alive. I'm on the right side of things. So I'm happy.
I'm glad you are. And I know a lot of people have been complaining how boring the Super Bowl was, but you can't take it away from Brady.
Yeah. I take exception to that.
Okay.
You know, I realize that the score was low, but it is truly fascinating to watch a team that doesn't have nearly the talent that the Rams had. Show that brains over brawn will do it almost every time. Belichick is a genius, and you know, New England is the one team in the league that doesn't have a system, a single system. Most of these teams play with a system. Belichick changes things up every week. They have no system. Their only system is to identify the strengths and weaknesses of the opponent, and then they arrange their talent as best they can to defeat it. And that was a perfect example that game of how strategy overcame athletic talent, and I just thought it was quite brilliant. Here's Brady. What is he now, 41?
Yeah, 41. He's coming back. I think he's coming back next year. Looking forward to it.
I know.
That's amazing. That gives you hope for those of us who are getting on in years, right? That gives us a lot of hope.
That's right.
Terry, as a resident of the state of Virginia, what about your governor there? Before we get to the State of the Union, what are some of your thoughts about the governor?
Well, it's a mess. Governor Northam has really been quite effective. He was elected pretty overwhelmingly. And all of a sudden, out of his ancient past, comes a picture of Northam as a medical student in blackface. And all of a sudden, his popularity has dropped like a rock. In Virginia, you know, the race issue, Bill, is still very, very sensitive.
Of course.
And, you know, they say in Virginia that there's a line across the state. When you get out of Northern Virginia, and Northern Virginia is like New York, and Southern Virginia is Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two very different cultures, and you have to appeal to both in some way to get elected. But the race issue is just on the top of the most sensitive issues in the state. And in fact, it was a black vote that really was crucial in getting Norton both to the lieutenant governor and governor job. So now the NAACP is calling for his resignation, which are, as are Speaker Pelosi and many national leaders. They're just fearful that that this will, you know, give the opposition a chance to say that the Democrats really aren't racial moderates. It's a big problem.
Terry Bracey with us on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. I'm Bill Buckmaster, and I guess the lesson, Terry Bracey, is that racism is no longer accepted in the American life, and nor should it be.
Well, I think that's right. And, you know, Governor Northam now says he wasn't in those pictures, and there's some some doubt about what the real truth is. But the lesson, as you say, Bill, is that in public life in America, racism is no longer acceptable. And perhaps there's another. We all need to remember that our past really never goes away, and it can revisit us at the most inconvenient times.
All right. We've got the State of the Union tonight. We just heard the CBS National News here on 10:30 talking about the president will be talking about, or I guess, some kind of a call for unity. Do you think that's something that might be in the cards?
Well, it's smart for him to do that and maybe try to get some kind of a fresh start. I hope he succeeds, really. It'd be good for the country. Having said that, first of all, you got to give him credit. We got a booming economy, and some things are going well. I also think he will address Syria and Afghanistan and bringing the troops home. And, of course, I've written that that's one area where I agree with the president. Lord, I've lived on this earth for 3/4 of a century, and with a few interludes, America's been at war. It's like 100 years war. I believe we need to stop these wars of choice. So he's got some good things to talk about. Now, the real question to me is whether he'll be able to stick to his script or start ad-libbing if someone makes him mad or whatnot.
And, of course, his signature issue, the wall, it's inevitable that will come up.
Yeah, unfortunately, that just opens the door to a nasty evening. But I'm hearing the Democrats will offer more money for border security, but not a wall. You know, Speaker Pelosi has framed the wall as a moral issue, so there's no movement on that at all possible.
Terry Bracey is with us on 10:30 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Terry is the Buckmaster contributor on Washington and governmental affairs. The whole issue around declaring a national emergency and then funding it without Congress, do you think that possibility is still, I think the door is still open, certainly, for that, but do you think it's realistic, Terry Bracey?
I don't. I'm continually astounded by how little the president and his billionaire cabinet really know about the process of government and the agencies they run and the way to get things done. Yes, a president can declare a state of emergency. 9/11, you have a huge storm in various places. You get states of emergency that are really there. But to build a wall, I don't think so. Having said that, I understand his aides are looking for money in the budgets of the Corps of Engineers and military construction. And Bill Shirley, there's enough money in those budgets for his 5.7. But the grab would take money from other important budgeted projects. So there's no free lunch here. For example, in Tucson, that's where we get our flood control projects. And we need some more. The military construction budget gives us all the new buildings at Davis-Monthan and the growth there that we're hoping for. And so, things are impacted very directly when you do something like this. And then I expect Congress will take this to court immediately, and they will make, Congress has the power to appropriate or not appropriate. And even with respect to emergency money, Congress can make it very difficult for the president to get his hands on it.
We had Congressman Grijalva, Terry, on the program recently, and he said the time of the government shutdowns is over. And I understand you've got another op-ed piece coming up in the Arizona Daily Star, and the topic is government shutdowns. Do you think we've seen the last of them?
I do. I think in the past, we've mostly had brief shutdowns when the House and Senate, couldn't agree on important issues such as maybe abortion funding. But now we're talking about a wall that a large majority of the country doesn't want. an expert believes is not necessary. So this is not really, it's just a campaign promise. I guess my views, which will be in the Star in depth, but let me suggest, Bill, that shutdowns of important government agencies, to my view, have become acts of political terrorism that give joy to our enemies, and they have to be outlawed.
I agree. Thank you very much, Terry. Always a pleasure checking with you, and we'll see how the State of the Union address goes tonight. Terry, thank you very much.
Talk to you next month.
All right. Terry Bracey, our contributor on Washington and governmental affairs. My favorite bakery in town is Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. My lovely wife, Ann, and I visited on Sunday, had lunch up there at Mona's, and that sandwich, unbelievable, the hot turkey sandwich on what they call rustic bread. Oh, that was good. Top it off with probably the best chocolate chip cookie, Shelley Fishman. And Shelley's got his mouth open. Are you getting hungry there, Shelley?
Oh, you bet.
Talking about lunch right now at Mona's, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, on the web at monasdanishbakery.com, and of course, buckmastershow.com. Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, is with me in studio. He's giving me kind of the thumb at the kind of midway point. It's sort of a day on Wall Street, up a little bit down. We'll see what Shelley has to say on his Tuesday Money Maker report right after this. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hansen, and we are excited to announce that our annual Travel Showcase has a new location, new presentations, and exciting new offers. Sunday, February 24th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton El Conquistador, we'll have over 40 travel representatives offering a presentation and your chance to learn about where they go, who they are, and their exciting offers. I will also be presenting an unfiltered look at travel topics, so you do not want to miss the 2019 Travel Showcase from Bon Voyage.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. And Green Things has an extraordinary collection of Talavera pottery, antiques, fine art, handmade furniture, lighting, home accessories and gifts, plus, of course, the 13 acres of amazing plants, trees, annuals, and more. All of it at Green Things since 1970. A couple of websites, greenthingsaz.com. They're open daily. And, of course, ZocaloVillageNow.com. That's where you get all that great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, who's looking really good these days. I think we mentioned last week, Shelley, that you got that homemade makes it sound like it's like you a little thrown together.
Let's call it a home gym.
Yes, a little thrown together, a little shed in the back. No, it's a really nice home gym that you have, and starting to look there like when I was growing up, there was that character, George Atlas.
Oh, my gosh, stop. No, but getting back to the gym and daily workouts.
Yes.
It really, I mean, I feel great, and yeah. You know, if that translates into looks, so much the better.
There you go. You want to clear up a question that was asked during the last Tuesday? One of our callers had a question, and now you have the appropriate response, but now you have some factual information behind
yes,
it.
Yes, Bill. Rich called in, and we were talking a little bit about income disparity, and he changed the subject on us and started talking about the costs of some of the proposed health care solutions that were being proposed mostly by the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. And what I did was I didn't have all the numbers in my head at the time, and so I did a little bit of homework. And let's just talk or get some clarity around some of those numbers. In 2018, the gross domestic product of the U.S. will be somewhere in the range of about $20.5 trillion. So that's where we start. We have about 18%, I've heard 19, I've heard 20, about 18% of that GDP goes to healthcare costs. In other words, that's money that we're paying today from various sources, insurance, government, private, the money that is being paid today for all healthcare costs, which equals about $3.7 trillion for the year 2018. If the cost of Medicare for All, and that's just one of the solutions being proposed, were $2 to $3 trillion a year, if that were the cost, then that would mean that would be saving between $700 billion a year and $1 trillion a year from what we're spending today. Mm. Now, of course, we don't really know what the cost of Medicare for All is because we've just got a bunch of studies out there that have begun to approximate what that might be. But given that we're spending $3.7 trillion today, we could break even if the cost of Medicare for All. Remember, Medicare for All means you take away all of the stuff we're spending today
right. And
place it back on this new Medicare for All thing. So that's not likely to happen, not anytime soon. But the other thing is we know that other industrialized countries that are today spending between 12 and 14% of their gross domestic product on healthcare, if we were to be able through a national healthcare system, reduce the overall spending as a percentage of GDP from 18 down to, say, 13, which is at the high end mm-hmm. of what our competitors are spending, we'd save another $1 trillion. Mm. So you have to be real careful in thinking that these changes will be very costly. The challenge is where we're going to get the money and what time frames, because change is hard to do. A lot of people today are very pleased with what they have. A lot of people aren't. So making those changes is something that we have to do with great care. But the financial arguments are far more complex than what we're hearing.
Shelley Fishman with us on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. It's our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley. And Shelley, we've talked about, as you alluded to, we started talking about this last week, the income disparity thing. This is starting to catch, as they say, starting to have some legs, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot in print media and mm-hmm. in broadcast media talking about this problem of income disparity and where it goes to political upheaval and that kind of thing. But this Sunday's New York Times had three articles all in the editorials page that really summed things up. And the first one was a joint article written by Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders, two senators, of course, two leading senators. And what they were doing was describing the problem and then proposing a solution. The solution they proposed, as I read it, was unsettling. I didn't think it had a lot of... I didn't think it could go anywhere that way. But their description of the problem was remarkably on point. And what they're saying is that over the past 40 years, and we've talked about this before, Bill, the lack of regulation and tax policy has resulted in a massive income disparity in this country. And if you take a look at the responsibility that corporations have in the past held to help solve that problem over the past 30 or 40 years, that responsibility on the part of corporations has become less and less pronounced as corporations have taken shorter and shorter term solutions. In fact, they talk about, interestingly, something we've also talked about, that corporations used to think that they had a duty to their shareholders, and I'm quoting the article now, not only to their shareholders, but to their workers, their communities, and to the country that created the economic conditions and legal protections for them to thrive. So that whole ethos that I grew up with mm-hmm. in the mm-hmm. corporate world
right.
has kind of evaporated as we go to quarter-by-quarter results for shareholders, typically for shareholders and the boards that represent those shareholders.
Thinking of the short terms,
exactly.
right?
So if you take a look from 2008, again, referring back to this article, to 2017, $4 trillion was converted by corporations into stock buybacks and dividend payments. And that sounds like a lot of money. It's not against the long tradition of what corporations have done. Then, because of the tax change in 2018, $1 trillion in just that year went to stock buybacks and dividends. And who benefits from that? The large shareholders.
Right.
And so the 1% who have benefited from this income on balance over the past 30 or 40 years, benefit even more when their large holdings in their stock and their dividends, which are not taxed the same as income, are essentially raised by corporations. So the system feeds on itself. And what Schumer and Sanders were proposing is some way to limit a corporation's ability to do those stock buybacks and pay those dividends until they've done some other things which would benefit the employees of the corporation and the communities in which those corporations do business. That discussion, general discussion, I find to be exactly the right discussion at exactly the right time, because through tax policy, We need to begin to reverse this income disparity problem.
All right, Shelley, we'll be talking more about the income disparity issue, and that is it. Diane Swonk had an interesting piece proposing a way to avoid the inevitable recession that's on the horizon. Can you summarize what was her solution?
Basically, what she's saying is that to avoid the recession, we have to start spending on infrastructure, and we have to do it now because we have to do it when interest rates are still low. They're not going to be low for long, and so while we can do this with 1% and 2% money, we ought to be doing it. Once the interest rates are normalized to 3% and 4%,
it's expensive.
A lot more expensive.
Yeah, a lot more expensive. Shelley Fishman, hope you have a great week, Shel.
You too, Bill.
All right. We'll be back very shortly with Dr. Ray Woosley.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
12:34 now on 10:30 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. I'm Bill Buckmaster. The Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's only a three-hour drive to a beautiful area of the southwestern United States. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. There you'll find the complete listing of the great places to stay and several dozen recreation opportunities, like just exploring historic Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, focusing on your medication and how to take control of your health care. It's our Your Med segment featuring Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former University of Arizona College of Medicine dean. He's the founder and now president emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH, and Dr. Woosley's latest venture, which has become very successful, the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website, visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. Very simple to use. Just visit crediblemeds.org. How are you, Dr. Woosley?
I'm good, Bill. Good to be with you.
One of the things that people talk a lot about is the tremendous drop in the number of smokers since the end of World War II.
That's been a real success story, and I wish I could say the medical community could take any credit, but it's actually the legal colleagues that have made the big difference, and taxes that have really driven down smoking by making it just too expensive for many people to. And it's a real success story. The current estimate is that only about 14% of Americans smoke tobacco. That's down from 21% just in 2005. So that's helping.
And smoking does remain the biggest source of single cause of death and heart disease.
Exactly. Even though the numbers have dropped, the impact of smoking on our health, and it's not just lung disease. A lot of people think, well, it's going to affect my lungs. Heart disease is the biggest consequence. It causes hardening of the arteries, heart attacks, strokes, lung disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, what we call COPD. Mm-hmm. These are all now still being caused regularly by tobacco. And a lot of people have been able to quit, but a lot more need to quit and want to quit.
What are some of the vehicles people are using to quit?
Well, some of the real early successes were with nicotine gum and with nicotine patches.
Uh-huh.
But recently, there's been another product approved that's really, it looks like it may backfire. People found the reason you get addicted to smoking tobacco is the nicotine. It's one of the most addictive chemicals in the world. And after a few exposures to nicotine, your body just craves it.
Mm.
So they found that by giving people nicotine, they can get out of the habit of lighting a cigarette. So what they came up with is a way to vaporize nicotine. They put it in something that looks like a cigarette.
Really?
These vaping products are now allowing people to administer nicotine in a vapor, and unfortunately, it also, these machines contain chemicals that have never been tested for safety. The flavors that
what they add the flavors to them?
Yeah, the people. It's a very bland flavor in the vape or the vapor itself. So they put flavors in it, mint, which is especially addicting. People get addicting's not the right word. It helps the habit form. And there are, unfortunately, a lot of people, about 5% of adults today vape every day. Over 11 million people today are using these products, and half of those people are under age 35.
And they can use these things legally.
Legally. And they're marketed in every store around the country. And the vaping ingredients that you put in these things are also being sold in vaping stores.
Why are these not being regulated?
Well, they're regulated if you want to have a product that helps people get off of tobacco. But the products are not inspected, they're not approved, they're not tested for safety. And the long-term safety has never been proven for these, especially with these ingredients that are being put in for flavoring.
Are the kids using them?
The kids are amazingly attracted to these things. And it's estimated 11% today of teens vape almost daily. It's over a 900% increase in teens vaping in the last 10 years.
Ray Woosley is with us, Dr. Woosley, on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. This is our monthly segment that we do with Dr. Woosley. It's called Your Meds. So what are the solutions to this? I mean, we don't really have much study, do we, about the vaping products that are being marketed?
We don't. They did get tested by the required testing by the FDA to show that they help people get off of tobacco. But their long-term safety has not been tested. And the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, just this month has come out with one of the biggest studies to date of 67,000 people who vape and compared it to 344,000 who didn't. And amazingly and alarmingly, they found that there was a 71% higher instance of stroke.
Whoa.
In the people who vaped, a 59% higher risk of heart attack, and 40% higher risk of heart disease in those people who vaped. So this is not what we expected. It's what you might expect by taking a foreign compound into your lungs, and that's what these products do.
Well, this is very, very disquieting news to parents who have their teens that are doing this vaping.
Indeed. And, you know, you talk to high school teachers, and they'll have a drawer in their office when they pull it open, and it's just filled with these vaping machines that they've confiscated from students who can't wait to recess or to change classes. They have to have that vape because they're addicted to nicotine.
Mm.
And the real data, the data are starting to show that this is the way they start. They start with the vaping. They find that they really need more, and they see as they get older, they see people smoking. And then they get onto tobacco, and then all of the harm that comes from tobacco starts building up in their system.
Is there anything that can be done about maybe changing the age limit on vaping?
That's a very good suggestion. That's something that the FDA is seriously considering requiring. But the truth is, the age limit is, I think, right now 18, but 14-year-olds can walk into a convenience store and buy a Juul or other vaping product.
It's Your Meds, 1030, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Let's carve out a minute or two, Dr. Woosley, about melatonin.
Melatonin's an interesting chemical. If you want to look deep in your brain right now, you'll find a little bit of it.
What is it?
It's a natural chemical in the body. It's kind of like serotonin or epinephrine chemically. It's a natural product that your brain makes and uses it to regulate whether we sleep or not. And it's been found that it is effective in helping people adjust their sleep cycle. So if you get jet lagged, or you can prevent jet lag by taking melatonin. Unfortunately, like a lot of things that have good effects, people try them for something else. And people who have insomnia have tried to take melatonin.
Does it work for that?
There's no evidence that it does. Mm. And the bigger problem is melatonin, because it's a natural substance, is labeled as a dietary supplement, for gosh sakes. I mean, you don't you make it in your body. You don't have to take it into your body. But that allows these companies to put untested products on the market. Their chemical purity has not been assured by anyone. So I recommend that if you are really concerned about jet lag or your sleep cycle, like if you're working a night shift, for example, your doctor can help you adjust your sleep cycle with melatonin and probably recommend a product that has been somewhat tested.
We talked about Credible Meds at the opening segment here about what it is. Is it easy to use?
We hope so. And if it isn't, I encourage everyone to send me emails for how we can make it more useful. There's three portals, one for everyone, one for practicing healthcare physicians, nurses, pharmacists, and another for researchers. And we get about 1,000 visits a day from 180 countries. People who are concerned about the safety of their medicines, and we try to provide independent analysis of the drug safety. We're not selling anything. This is all made available free. We've had federal grants for over a decade to make this information available.
You're not selling products on
the website. We don't sell products. Okay. We're working very closely with the University of Arizona and Banner Health to use this information as people are getting their care in medicine and other hospitals, not just Banner, but one of our first projects was to use what's in the medical record and use what the Credible Meds website provides to identify how to advise physicians in decision support, to make the best decision for using medicines.
Dr. Woosley, always a pleasure. And again, the website, crediblemeds.org, very easy to use. Thank you, Dr. Woosley.
Thank you, Bill.
It's 10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. My name is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up next, the Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report with longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer Margaret Regan, right after this.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Welcome back. It's the Buckmaster Show. It's 10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. This portion of our program with our arts report sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Joan Osborne, singing Bob Dylan tomorrow evening. February 6th, good seats still available to see this 7-time Grammy nominee and multi-platinum selling singer-songwriter who is revered for her very soulful vocals. What a great talent she is. Then Sunday, February the 17th, see Richard Thompson Electric Trio, first emerging as a teen guitarist in the English folk rock band Fairport Connection. Today, Richard Thompson is a celebrated singer, songwriter, and guitarist. So, a lot going on at the Fox. Please visit Tucson Fox Theater website to view the full schedule of live performances and classic films. And don't forget, your Valentine's Day sweetie will love the gift of live entertainment. For more information to purchase tickets and to give your Valentine the gift of live entertainment, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now a longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer, Margaret Regan, also the author of two very popular books, the most recent, Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire, and that follows up her earlier book that did so well, The Death of Jocelyn, Immigration Stories from the Arizona-Mexico Borderlands. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well, and it is amazing that Fox Theater is having a great season, Margaret, bringing in great talent.
Yeah. You know, I went to that Joan Baez concert.
How'd that go?
When was that? When was that? January?
Uh-huh.
It was one of the best concerts I have ever been to.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just lovely. You know, it was the same weekend of that horrible massacre in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
And just being there with all those people, and she spoke about it, and the songs that she sang were just so nourishing, you know. Just,
yeah,
it was really lovely. They have some great shows there.
I know a month or so ago you talked about you were headed over to the University of Arizona Museum of Art. When is that story appearing?
Oh, that new show up there is appearing this Thursday in the Tucson Weekly. Mm-hmm. This was fun. You know, one of the fun things about this job as an arts writer, Bill, is that I learned so much stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not just, oh, here's how you paint, that kind of thing. It's just that artists are doing so many interesting things on different topics. So this show at the University of Arizona Museum of Art is a good example of that. It's called 6+6, and it has six teams of artists, two artists working together, and in each case, one of the people was a scientist and one of the people was an artist. So these art-science teams got together to do works, mostly installations, and the topic was Baja California, the Gulf of California, and the Sonoran Desert.
Mm.
So I learned so much about these things. You know, that's basically our whole region when you think about how big the Sonoran Desert is.
Right.
And as they say in the show, it's an extraordinary meeting between the sea and the desert that rarely happens like that. And they said that the Sea of Cortez or the Gulf of California, both names I guess are still used, is one of the richest ecosystems in the whole world.
Wow.
I remember a few years ago now, somebody wanted to do an aquarium about the water life here, and people poo-pooed it.
Ridiculous. Yeah, they're saying, why in the world would you put an aquarium in the Tucson
right.
area? Yeah,
but and I remember I saw those people giving their presentation,
yeah.
and they were actually very smart scientists with really good information. And this is one of the things you learn in this show, is how rich that sea is there, and it's really part of our own ecosystem. One of the things I learned, these two people got together, a scientist and an artist, and made these lighted-up maps of this whole region going back 11 million years. And, you know, unbeknownst to me, of course, I don't know anything about this stuff, there was no Gulf of California 11 million years ago. It was one big landmass.
Yep.
And then they were using, you know, with geological tools and even just artifacts, you know, rocks and marine, you know, pieces of marine animals and shells, and they can document this stuff and confidently make these maps. And so these maps show that, you know, 11 million years ago it was one big landmass, and then it started breaking apart, and eventually you had that whole peninsula of Baja California and the waters rushing in. So, I mean, it's just such a fascinating show. I felt like everybody who lives here should go. It's sort of a textbook. It's like a primer to learning about this landscape that we live in. Some of the pieces were more close to home. One person wrote all about the Rito River. I shouldn't say wrote about. That's my language. You know, took photographs and made maps. This is the photography. A photographer, Kathleen Valo, in Tucson, paired up with a scientist. And they traced the water along the Rito, and they worked on it that one winter. I think it was the winter of 2017 where there was a lot of water in the Rito,
mm-hmm.
you know, unusual. So the artist made underwater images going from the bottom looking up to the sky. So there you see the water from underground.
That show is up through the 30th of March over at the University of Arizona Museum
of Art.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, and there's a reception on February 28th if you wanted to meet the artist.
Okay, the show is 6 and 6,
mm-hmm.
and you write about it in the upcoming Tucson Weekly Thursday, this upcoming Thursday.
Right.
It's 10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. We're speaking with Margaret Regan, who has written for the Weekly for a long time, and she does such a great job. A lot of people are talking about the Center for Creative Photography show that is up. I believe it's through May,
yeah.
And it's getting a lot of buzz.
It's a wonderful show, Bill. The Center for Creative Photography has a huge collection of Avedon photos. I think they say in the show it's something like 460 images, and yet we haven't seen an Avedon show there in 10 years. So this is really exciting. You know, he was a really interesting photographer with a very long career. In fact, he died on the job. And he has done a lot of different kinds of things, but this particular show is what you most are probably familiar with Avedon, his portraits. And he had a very distinct style, always a white background, and extreme close-ups of the people whose pictures he was taking. So they're very intimate. It's like being, you know, right, somebody looking in their own mirror that you can really see them. And many famous people. A lot of the photos are from the 60s. You know, we've got Bob Dylan. We have Merce Cunningham, Rudolf Nureyev. We have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lovely, I really love the picture of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 16 years old, and he was a high school sensation in 1963. And this was early Avedon, so he actually placed Kareem in a setting. Later, he just always had those white backgrounds, but this one shows Kareem all suited up or on a basketball court in New York City where he lived.
Avedon's just one of the great photographers in the archives at the Center for Creative Photography. I'd like to see more shows from the archives like this, Margaret
mm-hmm.
Regan.
Yeah, I think, and it was done by our local curator, you know, the center's own curator, so that's great because they don't always do that, and she got a chance to really pick out wonderful things from that archive.
We're out of time. There's no time, unfortunately, to talk about that painting that was stolen from our friends Terry Etherton in the gallery. The good news is all ended well, and the painting is back, and you can see it at the Arizona History Museum from today until March the 5th.
That's a weird story. The thief came back and asked for a receipt for the stolen painting.
The guy steals the painting, and a few days later, he returns to the Etherton Gallery and asks for a receipt.
That's right. Smart thieves,
you
right?
The staff there
was amazing. They just dilly-dallied with him until they quickly called the cops, and they said, oh, we're looking for that receipt, and then the cops came and got him, and then they got the painting back. So
all right.
Wonderful.
Margaret Regan, out of time. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Okay, you too, Bill.
The Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. You've got Joan Osborne singing Bob Dylan tomorrow night, February 6th. Sunday, February 17th, Richard Thompson, Electric Trio. So a couple of really great shows coming up. Visit the Fox Tucson Theater website. There you will find the full schedule of live performances. And, of course, don't forget the classic films. And, of course, Valentine's Day. Remember your sweetie. Wouldn't it be nice to give the gift of live entertainment? For more information and to purchase tickets and to give your Valentine the gift of live entertainment, please visit foxtucson.com. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. My name is Bill Buckmaster. Steve Rivera, our sports guy, Eye on the Ball, that show from 1 to 3 coming up next. Bob Dio doing such a great job at the Space Center Control Room. Look at that. Bob, thanks very much. It's always a pleasure working with you, Buckmaster, on a Tuesday. Hope you have a great afternoon and evening.